This is Ethan Moses. Hey. And Matthew Moses. You probably just heard our last checkpoint. Here's a second checkpoint for fun. It's a fun point. We call these fun points because these are, you know, a little less scripted.
Bro points.
Bro points. Yeah, that's good. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. You know, so we can talk about all the technical stuff about towns and you know, whatnot. But here's the thing about towns. There's all these fun little stories going on. And I mean, I know I'm full of them. I have all kinds of stories. And Matthew has a lot of stories, most of them involving bones and ghosts and... you know, making people beds out of human corpses, but you know, like
and digging graves. I dug a few graves.
I've dug well, way more graves than I actually wanted.
Too many graves that I wanted to actually.
Yeah. I've got about 15. I think 15 people this build of my towns have died. But going. I think this is gonna be story time. There's some really solid stories that can come out of this. So I guess maybe I'd like to begin talk about the fate of Ethanville, which was the very first town that I created. There were very few.
Are you talking about towns or websites?
Towns and websites. I guess those can connect. Actually, they had a very similar fate. You know,
because that one died too.
That one died, and it was because I wasn't paying attention. And when you don't pay attention to things, they die.
Exactly. They starve to death and die.
Yeah. Love.
And then you graduate and you lose your web address.
Yep. Oh, I did lose it, didn't I? I don't have ethanville.com. There's a baby. There's like a baby photo album on that, I think. I don't know. We have to look it up. Anyway, Ethanville was a town on a mixed
cowboy
map.
Porn.
It probably is. That'd be nice. Hey, who cares? If it gets the hits, that's all we're talking. We want hits here. You know, cowboy porn brings it in, especially over here in Germany. They love cowboy porn because there's no cowboys here, but that's beside the point. But going back, I had a mixed
map. I know
map.
One.
Mixed map, that's desert, snow, all this kind of shit going on, and I had 11 people feeling pretty good, building things up, learning the game and whatnot, and my whole town was devastated, eradicated by an influx of frog people, toadies to be exact, I believe is what they're called, which is, they're really dumb enemies, but like they're horrifying at the same time, like, you know, at the very beginning of the game, they're like, they're frogs with spears. And if you, you know, didn't put two and two together.
Stone spears, to be exact.
Which is kind of why a lot of these people died to begin with. So basically I have all my people and a few of them get brave and they fight, you know, these toads and they kill them and whatnot. But they've killed them far enough away from my regular land that when I auto-equip weapons, they go and try to get those stone spears. Well, the toad people, the toadies, they don't like it when you kill their friends. And so they were all hanging around the spear. And so one by one, my people kept walking literally one right after the other because of how the priorities are set on the auto-equip, which needs worked on as well. They kept walking to their death, and literally I was like, man, I've only got three people, like what the fuck happened? And I looked over there, there's just all these bloody, you know, bones just lying around and all these good toads just like, hey, what's up, welcome to Ethanville, bitch, you know. So I definitely started that one over. So I
and that's, then it creates a toad and ghost party, and then you literally are fucked at that point because you need like diamond plated shit that's not even in the game.
Yeah, you can keep my invitation to that party because I don't want any part of it. That's just
in no way.
You get toads, you get ghosts, you combine those two things together, that there's nothing worse than that.
If there's a toad ghost, that's some real shit.
Now here's the thing. It's funny that you say that. Here's how you could up the difficulty, but also piss everybody off. You know, in reference to this game, if not only your townspeople had ghosts, but everything had ghosts. Every time you kill something, there'd be a ghost. So basically, you just have this
ogre ghost, goblin ghost, spider ghost, spiderite ghost.
I think people want that next level, tree ghost. Even right now, there's actually a monster tree that like randomly fucking attacks your people.
Instead of a tree ghost, I would just like to have like. A Native American face appear on this screen and just a tear to drop from his eye. Like every time I cut down the trees or like fuck up a stream and like it's flooding and you know, like I feel like that'd be more impactful because then at that point I would do my tree farm because I've been doing tree farms lately and I'm not touching the nature because you know.
Well, nature's beautiful. But do you think the developers of this game are trying to send us a message? Do you think that they could probably get their message across easier if they just reproduced a 1970s commercial featuring an Italian man, not a Native American? He was Italian. But that's actually how they cast all Native Americans back in the day. They were all Italians. That's neither here nor there. But are they telling us that they love the environment and they don't want us to play this game? Like, I almost feel like it's counterproductive. Like, you need trees. You need trees. You gotta have wood. But... if you cut too much wood down, which you will probably do because you need that much wood.
Oh, yeah.
The tree's so going to attack wood. You. The tree's going to attack you physically.
Well, and I almost think about the whole Italian thing. I feel like maybe in 200 years, Native Americans are going to come back and start cutting down giant buildings and replacing them with trees. And then all the Italians are going to be crying because we're cutting down buildings and replacing them with trees. So it's all secular. And I think I think in towns it's going to be the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that had to do with anything, but that felt like being good.
It was a very astute point about the environment and stereotyping in the film industry, and you just rolled a lot into that. It was kind of like the Cadbury egg of political statements right there.
I only make them like for a month every year.
Yeah,
if I'm the Cadbury egg, because you can only get those you can get the fake ones all year.
Gross. Those are gross. Those are the worst. Those are the worst. Ugh, Cadbury.
What is inside?
I don't know. It's not good. Like, whatever it is not good. Like, they're like, oh, you know what we should do? We should create like a candy that looks like an egg yolk, because you know what people crave is egg yolks. People love the taste of egg yolks. Ugh.
In the morning, I stick a straw in the top of an egg, raw egg, just like a Capri Sun, and I suck that shit down.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Well, it's good way to start your morning. Ugh.
Good way to get salmonella.
I was going to say, yeah. No. Yeah, speaking of Italians, yeah, we can't. Rocky didn't really do that. That was probably like an artificial egg or something. Actually, I'm sure Sly Stallone did. I mean, you try to, bring a bunch of human growth hormone from Australia. I mean, you're willing to do anything for, muscles. So,
well, based on what, Dolph Lundgren said in the movie as Ivan Drago, he did say he's made out of iron. So I don't believe that he's actually Italian. He might have been made in Italy, but he's not Italian. he's a robot.
Well, he probably is. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, towns. Yeah, is that real?
I would almost rather talk about it. Have you seen Expendables 2?
Not yet.
Oh my god.
Is it good? Is it better than the first one?
It's awful.
What? But awful good? Like there's awful good.
Expendables was awful good. Expendables 2. I was playing basketball on Sunday and I had to tell somebody this. Expendables 2, at some point, Arnold and Bruce Willis are shooting behind this desk, and Arnold steps up with this giant machine gun. It's fake. I've never seen anything like this before. And he looks at Bruce and goes, "I'll be back." And then Bruce looks at him and goes, "No, I'll be back." And then Bruce runs away. And Arnold looks at the camera and goes, "Yippee-ki-yay." I almost vomited. It was awful.
Like, how many people would have gotten that joke? Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, we were talking about
nobody,
Contra.
Nobody younger than us.
Well, that's what I mean. Like somebody, we were talking about Contra on the podcast, and someone was like, "What's Contra?" I was like, "Oh my god!" But then I realized, dude, the generation right now, the entertainment.
Who said that?
It was weird. I think it was. Who was?
Oh, like on the chat, room, or on the-
yeah. Somebody was like, "Oh, who's what's." Not one of our. If somebody didn't know what Contra was on our website, we'd probably have to fire them, even though they weren't really hired in the first place. But someone said that. But that's the thing to keep in mind is like the jokes that we think are hilarious. Like you and I think 80s action movies are great and hilarious, and there's a lot to be taken from them. But people 10 years younger than us, and 10 years younger than us right now is teenagers. I'm almost 30 years old, so 10 years younger than me is going to be people in college.
Oh yeah,
they don't get that shit at all. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, so like. You know,
well,
like,
just think, Rocky was made 31 years ago. Or no, was it 79 or 81?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, whatever. It's like 30 plus years old.
I always get those confused with Star Wars. I always get the Rocky movie Star Wars in terms of time.
Star Wars is a thing, though, that like it's science fiction. And even though it looks bad compared to like things now, the story is the same.
Yeah.
The story can be the same. You could remake the movie and it's the same thing, essentially.
Yeah.
But Rocky, you couldn't remake Rocky because Jim Bieber would be your star, or he'd be Mickey, and you'd have, like, I don't know, Ryan Gosling as Rocky, which I think...
Hey, there's nothing... Whoa. If we're going to bring Gosling... No, wait a second. I'm a fan of
Gosling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't do it because nowadays they try to be corny.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan Gosling as fucking Rocky... Like literally our man cards could be taken away. But here's the thing. Now, wait a sec. Don't take my man card away, because if you can honestly look me in the face and say Ryan Gosling is not an attractive man and would maybe do an okay job as Rocky, then fuck you. Then screw you. Because maybe he can.
Yeah,
he's ripped.
As long as he's a lefty.
Well, and he's way taller than Sylvester Stallone, so they wouldn't have to do any sort of like height modification for the movie and stuff like that. So.
Well, but the thing is, Dolph Lundgren is only 6'2". He's 6'2 or 6'3". He's not even that tall. So I'm bigger than he is. I'm bigger than he is.
Could you take Dolph Lundgren?
No. He won the karate championships in Europe.
You don't think you could take him? Would you say maybe you have more heart than he does? Hollywood takes your heart away.
I would say now because, he's done so much coke with that chick that was in the movie with him.
Oh, what was that? What was her
married name? Both of her.
Oh,
she married Flava Flav too.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh, gross. Bridget something.
Bridget Nielsen.
Is it Nielsen? Bridget Nielsen?
Yeah.
Bridget Samuelson or whatever. What's that? World's Strongest Man. That's what I always get her confused with.
Oh, that's.
But congratulations on your Atlas Ball competition. Oh wait, you're a lady. You're a lady from that movie. Ugh, yeah, she's seen better days. That's horrible. That's not nice. But
I would like to see one of my heroes in towns be Bridget Nielsen though, because I'm pretty sure the ghost, goblin, ogre would be like, "What the hell is that thing?" and run away.
Wasn't she Red Sonja? I believe she was Red Sonja.
Oh, you know what?
Or whatever. Was she?
I've only gotten the wizard, or not the wizard. The barbarians, the guy named Sir Punchblood, who's wearing full armor as a knight. I'm sorry, but he's not punching anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the like cloaked people, they have arrows.
Oh,
they
like
kill the shit out of spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're more like Robin Hood guy. Well, I guess Robin Hood is a thief.
He's actually a prince of thieves.
Yeah.
He's actually a very good thief. He's the best. You know, unless there's a king of thieves, which would be Alibaba. Isn't that right? The prince, king of thieves.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
He was Alibaba was his name. He was prince of something else. Did you watch that 3 days ago on Disney Channel?
I don't have Disney Channel over here. It's Disney Foof. No, I don't. I don't even know what it's called over here. I don't think they have Disney.
You need to learn German. Your German is worse than mine, and you've lived there for 3 months.
Struggling. It's a tough fucking language to learn. It's not just like, oh, hey, now I know German. Like, it's tough. There's a lot of stuff to it. And every time I try to start speaking German, they're like, you're an American.
It's the Induzivir. Essen, the conjunctive or
I have no idea.
Like conjugation or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I do.
I have no idea. I point a lot and I say, hey, there. I do this
a lot.
I don't even say like American. Like I don't say that. I go bleh. Like yeah, exactly. I pull it back.
It's like Link, our nephew who's 2 years old.
He
doesn't speak a lot, but he points and he makes sweet noises. And I'm sure he knows better German than you do.
He probably does. A lot of people, everybody in this country knows. You know, it sucks to be in a country where everybody is really, really way better than you at something. Like there's not a single person in this country that's worse than me at German. I don't think. And that makes me feel bad.
Yeah, there is.
No, I guarantee it.
Me in 8th grade, my first day of German.
But you're not in Germany currently. I'm not talking about the prospects of time traveling and finding everybody over eternity who has possibly tried German and then test my German against their German. I'm just saying, relatively speaking, I think I'm the worst at German in this country.
But you know what's funny? Your pronunciation is so bad. Like, it's not even, like, close. Like,
oh, no.
I don't understand how it's so bad. Like, you have to hear it at some point over there. Like,
but they speak so quickly. It's not
really.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh, I don't.
It's not like Spanish. They do speak quickly. Like they're not saying like.
Well, their words are really long.
Ich habe das gern.
Like instead of saying conveyor belt, it's like. Flargenschneischenskeifendorf. It's like 15 letters long, and I'm like, man, that's
well because it's a conveyor belt. It's a word for like movement, a word for like the movement of something, and then the word for like belt, all combined. And then the English language just took that, broke it down, and just said conveyor belt, as opposed to saying like. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but I think it's more like in China, symbols in China. They don't have everything that Americans have because they're like instead of saying piano, it would be like the musical wooden box with keys. But we would just say piano. But
that's confusing.
Yeah, I don't.
Literally, you just saying that makes me not even want to attempt to learn German. Like before, I thought maybe there was a chance to learn a little bit, but now I'm just like, no, I don't think so.
There's a lot of similarities between English and German. You just have to play Towns. Honestly.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Towns. Thank God that's not in German, because we'd never be able to figure that game out.
It's not in anything. It's in.
They don't really communicate. Well, I like their names too. All their names are really unique. It's like Alfred Strasserdiven, Lusseldorf. Like they have these really long names, and every time like one of them dies, you're like, man, I'd hate to have to do their eulogy because I would not know how to pronounce that at all.
You know what? Here's another thing about that.
Not a single Bob.
Well, and I don't like how they let you know when every chicken dies, because I think someone else died.
Every time they kill a
chicken. Every time a chicken or a cow dies, it shows up on my screen between, mm-hmm. like, that was of some kind of battle. Like, I see the hero battles, and they're always fighting something, but when it shows a townsperson's battle, it's not, like, that's not a battle. He went with a freaking iron axe, bone armor, mm-hmm. of course, iron boots.
After waking up from his bone bed and walking through his bone door.
Oh, shit. Wooden greaves.
Yeah.
And he goes and fights a chicken. Like, that needs to be posted. That's like saying that like a 20-year-old man beat a 3-year-old boy in a foot race, and they put that in the newspaper. Like, I don't need to see that.
That's actually because kind of I know that Towns is kind of like an overzealous girlfriend. It's like, hey, like I did this for you, and I got this done, and look
at this. The town that cries wolf.
It kind of is, because you always kind
it's
of
like because it goes and you're like, oh God, what was that? He just pulled a chicken out of an egg out of a chicken's ass.
Like, it's like, oh, don't worry. Everyone's fine. It was chicken. Just getting some eggs. We're just making some omelets. Which, here's the thing about omelets. No one fucking eats them. I made a shit ton of omelets one time. I thought, you know what I'm going to do? Here's a delight. Here's a surprise for everybody.
Put pork in it.
Well, I know. They loved it when I added, the fucking bacon to it. Bacon. Just regular omelets. Cheese omelets, which are good. They're not the best, but they're good. My people have been eating bread. And I made him some omelets, and then I made the mistake of making fucking pear pies, which everyone in town's fucking loves the taste of pears and loves the taste of pears and pie and any other sort of pastry. And they were like, oh, yeah, those are good but we'll have this pie. Like, even though the omelet's going to go bad way quick, like eat the omelet. And then you could, if you're still fucking hungry, get the pear. Like, get the pear pie if you want. If you're still hungry, but don't eat the pear pie first. Like, these people don't understand dessert. That's a concept that's lost to them.
I don't think they understand the timeline of cooking something, because when you make a pie, you need the grain, and then you need the apple, and then it's a pie. When you need banana bread, it's actually already baked bread and then a banana. Like, are you cutting the bread like Subway style back in the day, not like in half, but
like,
you know, that weird little dip thing?
Ugh,
the V. And then you put banana inside of that, and then you're eating basically like a banana sandwich. Like, it's not banana bread, it's a banana sandwich, because you already have baked bread.
I haven't even got
bananas. Why do they do that?
I haven't even found bananas yet. Like, I've seen them, but I haven't even...
I was growing them. I had a banana farm, but you can only grow it on jungle grass. So it has to be really far away from wherever your thing is. I don't like that either, honestly. Like, I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense for the different things. But you can't move grasses. Like, in terrarium, you can move grasses to grow something. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, yeah. You could have that whole setup. But this one, you can't move grasses. So you have to be able to move jungle grass to then plow jungle grass, because you can't just plow something. It's got to be plowed on a certain type of grass or sand. And so, what
you
the fuck?
You sound like a lunatic. We sound like lunatics talking about this. But no, I completely understand.
And then you can't put a weird parrot chicken thing farm. I can't remember what those are called.
I avoid those. I don't know if anybody wants to eat those. I don't know.
Like, they can attack you. Those and the fawns or unifowls or whatever, those attack you.
Oh, do they really?
They can stab you. Yeah.
I'm okay with my cows. My cows are just like, you're gonna kill me? Okay. And they just die. You make a steak.
It's funny though, because the cows are like, well, you want some milk? Well, let's see your test of strength. Pick me up over your head and they'll give me milk. And it's like, you go and you pick them up over your head and there's some milk. It's like, that makes no sense. I'm pretty sure that's against what you're trying to do, because you're actually putting the milk up in the air.
Yeah.
And you're fighting gravity at that point. Because that's why the udders hang down and they don't stick up in the air like a weird back freckle.
Well, then maybe the milk, if they hold them upside down, maybe the milk finds its way like out and like through another hole, like through the butt. And so they just got butt milk. Like they're just like, oh, here, look what we got. And we're like, that doesn't look or smell like milk. What are you doing? Are you holding the cows up again?
I'm pretty sure there's a category on Pornhub of cow butt milk.
Cow butt milk. Well, probably. Why not? I mean, why not? But yeah, it is kind of weird. And you don't know if you see a townsperson holding an animal upside down, it means either A, they're about to milk or egg the animal, or
that makes
B,
no sense.
They're going to kill the animal. They're going to kill it. It's going to die.
So is that considered free range when you pick up a chicken upside down and it has to actually poop out the egg as opposed to letting it lay? Because laying is working with gravity. You just let it lay. It just falls. It comes out. But when you put something upside down, you're forcing gravity. They're actually having to push it out.
Yeah.
It can't be good for future egg development.
I was going to say, I think the chicken vagina at that point is going to be a little bit skewed. You know, maybe the eggs aren't going to come out quite as egg-shaped in the future. Maybe they're going to be a lot more round. Well, maybe that's why the dinosaurs were extinct, because the cave people held them upside
down. Picked them upside down. They're a lot stronger than us, too.
That's the argument that I want to introduce anytime an atheist and a theist are arguing about creation and Darwinism or whatnot. Is I'm going to say, you know what? Actually, here's my theory. Here's my theory about this. So there's this game Towns that was just released, but in that game, people hold things upside down. Maybe that's what happened to the dinosaurs. I love Jesus.
Well, that's why everybody in America is so fat and they're pussies, because our farmers
They're fat and they are pussies, or they're fat inside of their pussies?
No, they're fat and they are pussies.
Yeah, there are fupas in America, though.
Like, the hardest working people now in America, they're farmers. But the thing is, our farmers aren't lifting cows over their heads anymore.
They're doing it wrong. Yeah.
They are connecting tubes, or they're squeezing their little udders to get milk out. That's bullshit.
That doesn't
make any
sense.
Gonna get some, if you want free, I want some free air eggs. I don't want free range. I don't want that shit touching the ground. I want that lifted over my head. I want the egg to fall into a basket in the air. It's free air. It's even healthier that way.
Ooh, that sounds even.
Adds more protein.
I feel like these farmers, and I know they've been doing it for thousands of years.
More desire.
I feel like they don't even play towns. Like, I feel like maybe that's the issue. Like, you don't even play towns, do you?
They're wasting so much time feeding everyone else, mm-hmm. because we don't touch our own food.
No.
They touch it.
I can't lift a cow over my head. Oh, that'd be tough. I'm not strong enough. Maybe a chicken.
Well, they can't either. Should we all be farmers now?
Well, that's kind of that's like a political thing. I don't know why. I don't know why it is, but like, maybe it is. I don't know how politics work. That's why I moved to Germany.
Because it works for you.
So I guess our biggest gripe about this game is that the inaccuracies, or the accuracies, depending on your viewpoint, of the farming, how it's simulated in that game. I don't even know what we disagreed on. Are we pissed that the town's farmsmen or farmers are too accurate, or are we pissed that our farmers aren't doing it correctly?
I think our farmers are, they're doing it too efficiently.
Like they make sense when they farm. Like they're doing rational things.
Yeah, it's like
there's no heart.
Like, why would you go on a long run in comfortable clothing and like nice shoes to go farther? Put on some blue jeans, some boots, you know, and a vest.
Work for it. Absolutely.
Work for that shit. If you're going to milk a cow, pick it up over your head. Maybe do a couple shoulder presses above your head.
Why not?
And get that milk.
Why not? You know what? Start with a deadlift. Deadlift that cow. Get your back worked out. And then go up there. I like that. I like your style. I really like how you're. You know what? We may have just reshaped America.
You know how I clean my house? I pick that shit up. I turn it sideways and I open a window and all the dirt falls out.
You just shake it. You just shake things. I
scare the dirt out.
If I ever have kids, you will never babysit them, because I'll be like, you know, I feel like, oh, just go ahead and change your diaper, Matthew. Okay. I mean, not supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I think there's a certain amount of months that you can do it. Like, there's a time frame.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know if that's
Yeah,
true.
Like After like 5 months, you can shave him as much as you want.
Considering your viewpoint on farming, I don't know if anyone should ever listen to you about anything that's scientific or medical or actually anything really, but I don't think anyone should listen to me either.
You should see how I see how I carry babies. I mean, if it's not a football, it's not a real baby.
You carry babies so. Really sweet. I've seen you carry a baby. You care about every baby as if it's your own. That's kind of you're kind of like a mother bear. You're kind of like the mother bear of all babies in this world. Like babies go to bed at night, they think Matthew Moses is there for me. Even though my parents suck, Matthew Moses is there for me. And that's kind of a sweet thing. Good job.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that.
You don't really think about that, do you? Like, when Matthew holds a baby, it's like, don't you take this baby from me, unless you're the parents. And then, you know, obviously, I'm not kidnapping, you know, the baby. But yeah, it's real, real sweet. It's real sweet. There's a sweet guy, you know, behind this, you know, anti-farmer, you know, stone face that he had.
Anti-farmer.
You are an anti. You sound like an anti-farmer. Illinois, the land of farming. I'm an anti.
Yeah, right.
You know what Matthew is?
All the farms are unionized.
Yeah, well, probably. You are anti people that don't work hard. And frankly, America's farmers, I'm sorry, I get it, but you don't work very hard. You don't lift your animals high enough above your head. And you know what? Matthew Moses for president in what, 2022? How old are you now?
You know,
you're 35, aren't
well,
you?
Well, 3 years.
3 years.
You can do it when you're 30, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything. I realize how dumb I am once I got here. People ask me all these questions. I'm like, have you seen Taken? I love that movie. And they're like, no, but we want to talk about your politics. No, you really need to see Taken. You really based in this country.
I got to piss really bad.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it for this phase of the show that had absolutely nothing to do with towns. But thanks for joining us. Matthew's going to pee and join us next week when we talk about a bunch of ridiculous bullshit.